Italy is not a country for women. The latest statistics from the National Bureau are alarming. In Italy, a woman gets killed every 2.5 days, and a third of all women face physical or sexual violence in their lifetimes. Italy's House of Representatives has ratified the European Anti-Domestic Violence Convention, also known as the Istanbul Convention, which aims to create an international framework to provide protections for women by encouraging prevention, assistance, cultural awareness and education on the issue. The convention now goes to the Italian Senate, where its passage is expected.
In order for the convention to take effect, it must be ratified by at least 10 states, 8 of which must belong to the Council of Europe. The fact that Italy has approved the adoption of the convention will hopefully encourage further ratifications, such that the convention may enter into force.
The Istanbul Convention is an important countermeasure for preventing violence against women. Hopefully, our government will be able to allocate funds in order to concretely implement the principles contained in the Istanbul Convention. A United Nations report last year warned that Italy must do much more to protect women from violence.
A 2012 UN report on violence against women found that most manifestations of violence in Italy are underreported in the context of a family-oriented and patriarchal society where domestic violence is not always perceived as a crime and where most women fear that the state response to their complaints will not be appropriate or helpful. More economic independence may help women regain their sense of power, however, half of Italian women are jobless. Italy lags behind other European countries whose rate of female unemployment amounts to an average of 36%.
The UN report described the cultural context in which violence against women occurs in Italy. The report stressed that gender stereotypes are still deeply rooted in a country where men are often seen as leaders and breadwinners, and women as caring mothers.
During an interview for a job, I was once asked whether I was planning to have kids. I answered back that the question did not have anything to do with the interview. I find this to be an appalling event. Our culture towards women has to change.
Italy's mass media has played no small role in promoting male chauvinism. Over the past two decades, former controversial Premier Silvio Berlusconi's private channels and state-run broadcasters both regularly cast women as showgirls or objects, reinforcing misogynistic behaviors to become more passively accepted. For many women in Italy today, the sole career prospect lies in degrading jobs and immoral compromises. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.